Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, the teen librarian at North County Regional Library in Huntersville, which is currently closed for renovations. So I'm working here with the digital branch. The focus of today's episode is some of the efforts that the library and its community partner, Read Charlotte, are making in the area of literacy. We're going to talk about programming available through the library that allows us to serve the community in branches and through outreach with a focus on increasing reading skills. With us today, we have Emily Nanny. She's the education leader for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. We also have Elise Isoski, the communications manager for Read Charlotte. And we have Jenna Murata, the active reading coordinator for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library System. Elise, can you please tell us something about yourself and what you do and maybe a fun or interesting fact?
Sure. So I, as communications manager, I manage everything from public relations to marketing. So that's our website, that's graphic design, that's all the printed collateral that we distribute, all our advertising campaigns, press releases, media pitches, all of that.
All right. So you're staying busy.
I am. So I also do some video work from time to time. My background is actually in TV news. So I did that for about 5 years and then switched to PR. I took a job at the Blumenthal where I was for 4 years, and then I came to Read Charlotte. I've been here about a year and a half.
Good. Where were you a reporter?
So I was at the CBS affiliate in Montgomery, Alabama for most of my TV career. That was 4 years of it, and then moved here to Charlotte, and I was at News 14 for about 14 months. So yeah.
Great.
So fun fact, I think the thing most people find most interesting about me is that I have a pet pig. Her name is Violet. So we got her almost 9 years ago. She weighed 8 pounds at the time. I was told she would become 50 pounds, I think, or 75. And then she weighs 160.
Oh, my. A little bit more than you planned.
A little bit more. She's a big girl. But, yeah, she's almost 4 feet long and lives in our house. And we treat her like a dog.
That's great. Yeah. And you, did you say she's smarter than a dog?
She is. So according to some list I read once about the smartest animals, they're like the 7th or 9th smartest animal. And dogs are like 20-something on the list I read. I don't remember where it was. But yeah, they're very smart. You can see them reasoning. I tell people day to day she's basically like a dog.
Yeah.
But they reason. Right. I can see her wheels turning.
Yeah.
She stops to think about whether she wants to listen to you or not, or you know, she can get into anything in really creative ways. So yeah.
Ignores you when she wants to.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. Sometimes she's a cat.
Yeah, I have a dog that does that. Okay. Jenna, would you tell us something about you and what you do and maybe a fun fact?
Sure. So I am the active reading training coordinator for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Been in this role for probably a little bit over a year now. And my whole job is to make active reading happen in Mecklenburg County. So that is family workshops, parent training, training volunteer tutors that are in our community, giving them all the active reading skills they need to be successful and help improve reading proficiency. And I've been working in libraries for 5 years now. And fun fact is that I used to be a storyteller at Imagineon. So,
great.
Yeah, did all of the story songs, rhymes, and fun things that happen in a story time.
So there's nothing shy about you, in other words.
No, not really. Yeah.
And Emily, would you tell us about yourself?
Sure. I'm Emily Nanny, the education leader for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm really new in that, in the new role. So in that role, I work with programs for birth to seniors and partnerships. I'm part of the lifelong learning team, which includes Jenna, the active reading coordinator, third grade reading leader, children's services leader, teen services leader, adult services leader, and leading on opportunity leader. And partnerships, as I mentioned earlier. And prior to that, I was the children's services coordinator for the library for about 6 years. A fun fact about me is that I'm originally from Charlotte, was born here, attended elementary, junior high, and high school here, Montclair Elementary, Elizabeth Traditional Elementary, Hawthorne Traditional Junior High, and Myers Park High School.
Cool. Yeah. A Charlotte native.
I know. Have you been back to Montclair through any of this work?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yes. My mom still lives in that neighborhood, oh, so wow. Yeah.
That's great. All right, thank you all. So in this recording, we're going to get a perspective on how the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library and Read Charlotte partner together with regards to reading and literacy in Charlotte-Mecklenburg County. So Elise, could you please give us an overview of Read Charlotte and its activities?
Sure. So Read Charlotte is a community-wide initiative that unites parents, educators, and community partners to improve third grade reading proficiency. So we work birth through third grade, and we have an ultimate goal to double the percentage of third graders that are reading on grade level from 39% in 2015 to 80% by 2025. So third grade is really that critical point for kids. It's where they switch from learning to read to reading to learn. So the first couple of years, Read Charlotte was in research mode. Our executive director, Dr. Monroe Richardson, and our research assistant at the time, Dr. Samantha Kleber, did a lot of work figuring out what works to actually move the needle for kids and building out our strategies. So just last year is when we really started to roll some of that work out, whether that's empowering families to support literacy at home through active reading or signing up for our Ready for K text messaging service. We just created a website for families called Home Reading Helper, which breaks down every skill a kid has to master to read by third grade. We're also working on tutoring and summer reading loss and building more home libraries. So we work with providers to use more data to inform their decisions with the kids in their program. So there are several arms to what Read Charlotte does, for sure.
So who started Read Charlotte?
A group of funders actually came together. You know, the Elk Foundation and FFPC is at the table, and Wells Fargo and Bank of America and PNC. Right. So yeah, they all came to the table to launch us.
Good. Great. Okay, so Emily, can you please tell us a little bit about the library's work as far as directly addressing literacy goes, and maybe the relationship with Read Charlotte?
Sure. Well, the library CEO and the library director are always on board with working with Read Charlotte, so it's been a wonderful partnership. And in the fall of 2016, Read Charlotte approached myself and my supervisor, Dana Ewer, about beginning to pilot and figuring out how we could offer active reading and library locations. So Read Charlotte provided training for a small group of children's staff, approximately eight of us, in December of 2016 and January of 2017. And at that time, after the training that was developed by Read Charlotte, the active reading curriculum, we piloted that at six library locations. So I specifically worked with the children's librarian at Scaly Bark to offer a four-week series training on active reading, and one of the children's specialists at Imaginon and I offered a training in March at Plaza Midwood. So together with Read Charlotte and those trained staff, we offered the program. We got feedback from the families that participated. Read Charlotte made changes to the curriculum based on feedback and provided a manual of curriculum for staff. And then at the end of the summer of 2017, we rolled out training. We had a wonderful one-day training with over 100 library staff who were trained on active reading techniques.
Wow.
And then also later in August and beginning of September, we were also trained on reading mentors, which Jenna will talk more about, but that's working individually with tutors that will train children kindergarten to second grade or so in schools one-on-one. So staff also went through that training. I think 30 or 40 staff were trained. In addition, another exciting thing related to active reading was happening in 2017. The library had an opportunity to apply for an LSTA grant from the state. And so we wanted to provide story walks, which are a book that's been taken apart, laminated, and put in weatherproof frames at some parks in Mecklenburg County. And we decided to relate active reading to those story walks. So we were fortunate to receive the grant in July 2017. And so as a result, within that next year, we have 5 permanent story walks at parks in Mecklenburg County. And every story walk, every story has active reading questions underneath the page spread, so families not only can enjoy the story together, but they can practice active reading techniques and hopefully be led back to workshops in the community and the library that Jenna is making possible.
Which parks are the story walks at?
Sure, we have 3 Center City parks: Independence Park, Greer Heights Park, and Seaversville Park. Independence Park is near Elizabeth Traditional, kind of in that Hawthorne area. Greer Heights Park is near Billingsville Elementary in the Greer Heights community. And Seaversville Park is near Bruns Elementary in that Bates Ford Road area. Mm-hmm. Originally, we had just had funding for 3 inner city parks. We used the data from Read Charlotte about the book desert. So we wanted to have those story walks where families had less books in the home, so they had opportunity to be out and about and exposed to more literature. We were fortunate to make our funding stretch a little farther, so we now have a story walk at Squirrel Lake Park in Matthews and Pineville Lake Park in Pineville.
Oh, great. How did the idea of the story walk come about?
We had been thinking about story walks for a while in children's services. I had been to presentations at NCLA, and we had been talking about it for a while. And when we were working so closely with Read Charlotte on active reading, it sort of clicked that this might really make the difference in us being able to get story walks for our community in the book desert areas of the county. Other library systems throughout the nation and even in the mountains of North Carolina had story walks.
Yeah.
But to my knowledge, we're the first location to ever use active reading with story walks.
Great. All right. So that leads me to my next question, which is for Jenna. So Jenna, would you tell us more about, just give us more specifics on active reading?
Sure. Active reading is a way that we can read aloud with kids that's going to teach and reinforce strong comprehension skills. So it's really about reading with our kids rather than reading to them and having a conversation about a book. So active reading is the buzzword today. And like I said, I joined the library in this role about a year ago. So in 2017, that's when Read Charlotte and the library came together and said they needed a active reading training coordinator. And so again, that's my whole role, is to make active reading happen in our community. And we do that right now in 2 different ways. So we have a family workshop. That is a workshop for parents of 2 to 5 year olds, where we share active reading techniques, which we call the ABCs of active reading.
Okay.
They're ABCs because we want to A, ask questions, B, build vocabulary, and C, connect to kids' worlds. And if parents are using those ABC techniques, they're actively reading, having a conversation about a book, building their child's language, vocabulary, and comprehension skills. And so we provide that learning in our family workshop. But we also have our reading mentor training, which Emily mentioned earlier. And that is a training session for parents or adult volunteers that are going to be reading with early elementary students. So it could be kindergarten all the way up to 3rd grade. And they're going to also be learning those ABCs of active reading, but applying those with elementary students. So how can they build a elementary student's language, vocabulary, and comprehension skills? So overall, active reading really works with all age ranges. From birth all the way up to 6th grade, active reading can work and does work. I've seen it with my own son. We actively read every night. So active reading, we make it happen in 2 different ways in the community, through our family workshops and through reading mentor training.
If somebody was to go to a family workshop,
yes,
what would happen at that workshop?
Yeah, so our family workshops are actually 2 parts. So they would have to first find a workshop they want to participate in. That could be here at the library, or it could be out in the community. It might be at their child's daycare site. It could be at their faith group or their place of worship. They need to just have that workshop happening and show up and enjoy really a fun story time kind of experience. They're going to be participates in an active reading of a book. So they will hear that story. They will then learn about active reading. So what are those ABCs of mm-hmm. active reading, and why is it important that we use those with our kids? And then they'll have time to practice with their child.
Okay.
So it's just a 1-hour workshop, but again, it's two parts. So that first time we focus on letter A and B, and the second time we focus a little bit more on B and C. So two parts, 1 hour each. But each part, you get to take home two brand new books. So I hope any parents listening can make it to a workshop, because they will not only learn about active reading, but they'll get a total of four brand new books for their home library.
All right. Great. And what about Reading Mentor? Is that training similar?
So that is just a one-time training. It is about 60 minutes long. And again, it's for those early elementary students. So that could be any parents in the community. We're making these types of training happen out in the schools. So if one's being offered at your child's elementary school, please participate. And we're also offering them to volunteer groups. So we work very closely with an organization called Tutor Charlotte. And all of their Reading Mentor volunteers are required to go through active reading, Reading Mentor training. Sure. So they have to be able to use these active reading skills when they're reading one-on-one with a student in an elementary classroom. And that training focuses on the ABCs again. So it's all about building comprehension, language, and vocabulary.
Okay, great. Okay, so can y'all tell me what other community partners are involved with these efforts for literacy in the Charlotte region?
Yeah, from Read Charlotte's perspective, absolutely. Everything that we are doing at Read Charlotte is aligned across the board. So you can find active reading woven into everything we do. It's embedded in Home Reading Helper, mm-hmm. the website. We have a partnership with Reach Out and Read Carolinas, where doctors are prescribing books to kids. They're talking about active reading. Our partnership with Child Care Resources, they're training early childhood providers in active reading. Tutor Charlotte, that I know Jenna mentioned. We piloted that program with the United Way last year called Reading Mentors, where volunteers were trained in active reading going into the kindergarten classrooms. From a marketing standpoint, mm-hmm. too, we have schools and companies and other nonprofits like Smart Start and the YMCA. These groups have been helping us raise awareness through flyering and social media about active reading and all of the family resources that we provide. And then I don't know if you mentioned this, but there's also the corporate trainings that we've done. Like, I remember the one with Wells Fargo last year, where, the corporations already have their own sort of literacy programs,
yeah.
but they've learned of active reading and want to infuse those strategies into the programs that aren't ours or the library's, but their own.
So you're helping supplement their programs with more training.
Mm-hmm. Just to piggyback on what Elise has shared, tons and tons of community partners. I think the more partners we can have mm-hmm. in this effort, the better. And each one has their own unique role in how we're supporting literacy in our community. So United Way, CCRI, as she mentioned, we work closely with many CMS schools, tons of corporate groups, volunteer groups, faith-based groups. Anybody that's interested in active reading, I want to work with you, because we need to make this effort happen throughout the community.
So the partners are providing locations to do the training?
Sure, all types of things. So they often provide the space to do training. They provide the people that want training, the mm-hmm. families or the adults or the volunteers. Oftentimes, we have obviously funding partners that support active reading. All types of things. Everybody's involved to kind of make this happen.
Okay. It's something everyone can do too,
yeah.
It's really a simple technique. It's a small change,
right.
but it's a shift that we hear over and over, where people didn't know they were supposed to read a book like this with a
You're
kid.
Right.
Right. You thought, and I have a almost 3-year-old, and I'm the same way. Had I not taken this job and learned about active reading, but you think that you're supposed to sit there and just get from the beginning of the book to the end of the mm-hmm. book and tell your kid, like, hush,
yeah.
listen to the book. So it's, I think that, you know, we realize how many ways we can infuse this into the community when you learn, like, oh, this small shift can make a really huge difference. And you're supposed to get them talking. You're supposed to have a conversation. Right. So I think everyone, when they hear about it, thinks how they can maybe infuse that into what they're doing.
Definitely. That's probably the number one thing that we hear from folks that go through training is that mm-hmm. I didn't know that I was supposed to read this way or that I could read this way.
Yeah.
I think so many parents and families are focused on kind of getting our kids to sit still through a book mm-hmm. reading rather than actually engaging them in a conversation and having a read aloud experience that can really build their learning rather than just finishing the book.
So. Sure. Okay, so Emily, will you tell us how are the library branches involved with Read Charlotte or active reading?
Sure. So in addition to hosting and offering those active reading workshops at their locations and out in the community, as well as being trainers and coaching for reading mentors, they're working closely with several schools that are aligned with Read Charlotte to go out and offer active reading mentors, as well as provide opportunities, especially this spring, to have open houses so some of the families at the schools can come to library locations and learn more about other initiatives that are happening at the library as well.
Okay. So does anybody have any stories they would like to share about what's going on with active reading at this time?
Definitely. So I feel like every parent workshop or training that we have, there is some new story that comes out of it. And that's the great part, is we're making the impact in regards to literacy. So some recent stories, as Emily mentioned, were involved in a lot of local elementary schools. And a few weeks ago, we had a reading mentor training out at Nations Ford Road Elementary. And we had over 100 parents and families participate in that training experience. And families benefited in so many ways. They received active reading training, but they also took home brand new books for their families. They had a wonderful meal that was provided. So many great things that can happen with our partnerships. My favorite part of that training experience, having been there, was that a parent came up to me after the training session, gave me a hug, and just expressed her thanks for having received the training. Learning that there are specific techniques that you can use to build your child's learning while you're reading together. She never knew if she was asking the right questions, and now she feels prepared that she is going to be asking those right questions, making sure her student understands what they're reading together, and even some techniques to keep her student engaged,
right.
Making sure that we can sit down and read this book together and have a great learning experience. So at that training, we had 100 families participate. And then just a week or so after that, we had a similar training over at Sterling Elementary. And we had another full house, 120 parents at that session, all participating in reading mentor training. And that was, you know, a bilingual training. We had English and Spanish provided. Again, students went home with their own books. It was just an awesome, awesome evening both times.
And sounds like it.
Yeah, definitely. We were so excited. And then even further back this summer, we had a training session at the YMCA. And there was one family there. It's my favorite story right now anyway, that one family that participated received reading mentor training. And at the end of the session, we always have a little bit of practice time. There was a family with us that had a son on the autism spectrum, and they shared that he really kind of struggled to sit still and make it through a book when they were reading together. But during that practice time, he sat through the entire reading session. Yeah. He was engaged the whole time, answering questions. And they came up at the end of the training to say that that was the first time that had ever happened when they were reading with him. So we're really making the difference, and it's great to hear those stories.
Yeah, that is great. Elise or Emily, do you have anything you'd like to share?
So we have a pretty cool story that happened a couple of weeks ago. We got a notification that someone had, a Panther's wife had shared something on Instagram talking about Read Charlotte and how great it was with the free resources we provide to families. And come to find out that Carolina Panther, he has, I think, two young kids. So they had attended a workshop at one of the library locations and loved it. And because of that, that led them to Read Charlotte to see what else, you know, we had to offer. And so they're big fans. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's great. So Jenna, would you share with us some statistics about what's been going on with active reading?
Definitely. We've had a significant impact already in just a little bit over a year. So like I mentioned, it's this partnership between the library and Read Charlotte, and with the help of all of our community partners, we've been able to train 1,000 parents in our first year. And now just at this point in time, 3 months into our next year, we've already surpassed that 1,000. So we're on target to completely double our numbers this year and expand the impact of active reading and improve literacy out in the community. So far we've had over 500 trainings, those two-part workshops and our reading mentor trainings. And they're happening round the clock all the time throughout the year. And so we're going to continue to make those happen as much as we can.
Okay. Awesome. So Elise, can you tell us what are some other trends or issues or things you're working on with Read Charlotte that we should be aware of?
Sure. So in 2018, only 45% of CMS third graders scored at College and Career Ready on the NC State Reading Test. We believe that another 20% could have passed if they had a tutor working with them on fluency. So that's the speed and accuracy.
Okay.
So this September, we began piloting this program called HELPS in a select number of schools, and we're currently recruiting more volunteers. So if anyone's interested, readcharlotte.org/helps. But it's a really scripted intervention, which we know isn't for everyone. But volunteers attend a 1 3-hour training. They receive a binder of passages with very specific instructions to follow. And then they go into the school once a week for an hour and work with 2 to 3 kids on fluency. Okay. So we feel strongly that HELPS can move the needle for a lot of kids, a lot of second and third graders here in Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so what would you say is the, or what are some things needed for Read Charlotte or active reading to reach their goals?
Sure. So from Read Charlotte's perspective, you know, we're trying to change the entire system. And that truly takes all of us. So doing away with the idea that kids learn to read in elementary school only, and knowing that we all have a part to play to get more kids reading on grade level, there are things that we can do for our kids right from birth, like active reading. Our organization has worked to build this blueprint of what all of this looks like, and now we just need more people to help us carry it out, whether you're a parent or a volunteer or you know, at a company that might have a lot of influence. If we all work together, we can improve literacy rates. So I encourage people to check out our website for sure, readcharlotte.org, and see how you might be able to plug into the work at a home, at a school, with your church, with your community group.
Right.
There are a lot of ways.
Right. Jenna, did you have anything you wanted to add to that, or Emily?
Just similar to what Elise shared, was that we just need to continue expanding our efforts. So with active reading, we need to reach more parents. Anybody out there, you can find a family workshop or reading mentor training open to the public for you to attend on the library's website and calendar. And our community is growing so rapidly that there are always going to be new parents, more adults, and volunteers that need this training, more students in our community that really will receive the benefit of literacy training. So we just want to continue to expand and get more parents, families, and community groups involved.
And speaking of the website, Jenna, would you tell us exactly what you would do to find out where these active reading programs are taking place?
Please visit cmlibrary.org/active-reading. You'll find all of those family workshops and reading mentor trainings available.
All right, great. Okay, so I want to thank Jenna, Emily, and Elise for coming and sharing with us about active reading and Read Charlotte and literacy in general in the Charlotte region, or really anywhere in the world. I want to thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. You can also find other programs on the Digital Branch. Please visit our website at www.cmlibrary.org. You can check out our resources, our calendar, where you can find all of our programs and active reading programs. You can also find the library on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, hashtag CMLibrary or at CMLibrary, and also check out readcharlotte.org. Thank you all and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.